course, a lot of excitement about college basketball with the Final Four coming up this weekend. UNC not in it, but Duke certainly still is. On Saturday at 6:09, they take on Michigan State, the one non-number one seed to make it to the Final Four on either the men's or the women's side of the bracket. Duke versus Michigan State at 6:09, and then Wisconsin versus Kentucky, a rematch of last year's Final Four at around 8:49 on Saturday night, with the winner set to meet on Monday. We've got Steve Vasendek on the phone right now. Those of you who know college basketball in the area know that name. He's the 1966 ACC Player of the Year for Duke. Two-time appearance in the Final Four under Vic Bubas back in the 1960s. Played in the ABA, Associate Athletic Director at Duke, coach at Winthrop University back in the 80s and 90s, and really an ACC basketball legend joining us here on the phone right now. Steve, pleasure to talk to you today.
Thanks, Aaron. It's a great time of year to be with you.
So, looking at the Final Four, it's coming up beginning tomorrow. Duke's back in it yet again under Coach K, who's been so successful. What are the players got to be thinking right now? Most of them, I think all of them, have never been in the Final Four before. So what's that experience like?
Well, it's just, it's the epitome of being successful as far as a basketball player is concerned to get to the Final Four. And I think all these teams, especially you've got three number one seeds and a seventh seed, and the committee did a good job of getting them there. And I think it's just excitement all around. Everywhere you turn, the color, the noise, the people, it's hard not to get take part in it.
You made the Final Four twice as a player for Duke. What do you remember about that experience?
Well, just from the standpoint of just the utter joy of getting to the Final Four and having the opportunity to play for a national championship is just something you just dream about. And I think that most players that have that opportunity think of it as a boyhood dream coming true.
Speaking with Steve Vasendek again, went to the Final Four twice with Duke in the 1960s, 1966 ACC Player of the Year, and certainly the game of college basketball has changed in the last 40, 50 years. It's become much more big time, a lot of TV coverage, mass media, etc., that maybe wasn't so much the case back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but a lot has remained basically the same, too, especially that experience for the players. So how is the Final Four different today, and how is it the same as it was in 1965-66?
Well, I think the excitement and the for the players is the same for the most part. The stage is a little bit bigger simply because of the television exposure and the amount of people who will be seeing it, but I still think you can only have so much excitement before you burst, and so as a player, I think you're at the top of the scale there. But the game has changed because television has changed the game. Now you've got so many timeouts and so many breaks in the action that the game has become kind of chunky, so to speak, and kind of cluttered. And it just seems hard to get a sustained run going because every 4 minutes you've got a timeout for television purposes or media purposes. So it's a lot different in that way, and the other way I think is that it's kind of, to me, it's, and I think several of my friends, they've taken the game away from the players, and they really just are breaking up and not giving the players a chance to play the game.
And, of course, Duke in the Final Four this weekend taking on Michigan State, the one surprise entry. They'll be favored to make it to the title game on Monday. Talk about Duke this year. You've been following them for the year. They got Jahlil Okafor, Tyus Jones, Winslow, so many potential threats. If you can stop one, there's so many more that can come at you. What is your take on this team this year?
Well, I think Mike has done a marvelous job of putting this team together and getting it to the stage where it's playing its best basketball right now and has potential to even play better. And he's got several combinations that he hasn't used but may use, say, if they were fortunate enough to beat Michigan State, he could play Plumlee and Okafor in the same lineup. And you know, there won't be much room under that basket between with Plumlee and Okafor in there and the Kentucky big men. I mean, there'll be a lot of grabbing and pulling and shoving and whatever, a lot of contact. But I think Mike has done a wonderful job of molding this team, and the players seem to be at their peak at this time.
What would you put as their chances to actually win two games and win it all?
Well, I think they're very good. I think that it depends on them playing well. I think that that's a good position to be in. I think they have the talent to win two games, and I think that they have to play their best game to do that. So that's a good position to be in, and something I'm sure that Mike relishes, knowing that he has the bodies and the abilities to win a national championship with this group of fellows.
Steve Vasendak is the 1966 ACC Player of the Year, a Duke basketball legend, and on a weekend when there may be more legends added to those ranks. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron. I look forward to an exciting weekend, and appreciate all you're doing to promote the games and ACC basketball.